It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails. A week ago Monday, we talked with the editors of a series in the Washington Post that looks at what it means to be a black man in America. They based the report on a nationwide survey that they said showed a number of contradictions. Antonio Kyler, a listener in Florida, emailed to say, "The contradictions in the survey speak to the diversity of ideas and individuals within the male black community. We should not expect every black male to have the same experiences nor the same responses to the survey. Though we share many attributes, we are not all the same. This series is necessary," he continued, "because it dispels misconceptions and stereotypes about black men, given the decades of negative media and press black men have received." And this correction came in from a listener in Berkeley, California, during a conversation last week about detainee rights. A caller stated that World War II German spies were summarily shot without trial. For the record, wrote Jason Brandt Lewis, quoting from the U.S. Navy website history.navy.mil, "the eight were tried before a military commission comprised of seven U.S. Army officers appointed by President Roosevelt. All eight were found guilty and sentenced to death. Attorney General Biddle and J. Edgar Hoover appealed to President Roosevelt to commute the sentences of Dash and Berger. Dash received a 30-year sentence, and Berger received a life sentence, both to be served in a federal penitentiary. The remaining six were executed at the District of Columbia Jail on August 8, 1942. Our thanks to Jason for that correction. A week ago, we talked with the author of a book called Rejuvenile about the trend, as he calls it, towards grown-ups refusing to, well, grow up. A lot of emailers could identify. "My husband," wrote Holly Schneller, "is a college math professor, yet he rides his skateboard to class. Why not?" she asked. "I drive a minivan to run the Art Masterpiece program at our elementary school, yet I have my nose pierced and seven tattoos. So what? Enjoying life with your children does not mean irresponsible and reckless. We love our children. We enjoy life and learn with them. We crank Zucchero, Jack Johnson, Pavarotti, and AC/DC in the minivan, but still teach our kids to say please and thank you, not to hit, to love each other, and be respectful." Sounds nice enough, but Art in San Antonio doesn't buy it. "These people really need to grow up," he emailed. "Some just refuse." And to that, Art said, "With age comes wisdom, but sometimes age comes alone." And finally, we got a kick out of this email from Benjamin Bacon in Oakland, California. Listening to Neil Conan read the credits for today's show, I was startled to learn that, quote, "Sarah handles the production assistant. Who is Sarah? Who's the production assistant? And why does he or she require a special handler?" Well, not to worry, Benjamin. In this case, the word handle is not a verb. It's a proper noun. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. And by the way, you can thank her for this response. Among the many tasks assigned to our production assistant, she handles the email. If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Becky Vlamis, Susan Lund, Setsko Sato, Megan Moline, Odette Youssef, Barry Hardiman, and David Gura. Miyu Akachi is our intern. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Paul Heltzel develops our web content. Gwen Uten directs the program. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. Our technical director is Kimberly Jones. She gets engineering help from Burke Hunn and Kevin Waite. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer of Talk of the Nation. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.
Talk of the Nation is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. You can purchase transcripts of stories you hear on this program. Visit our website, npr.org, and click on Transcripts at the top of the page.